We have a bottleneck in that we don't have any malting facilities.
You don't have a malt house.
You see that popping in?
Yeah, we have tiny ones. And if we're going to go to 90% by 2024 with the farm brewery law, then we need big malting facilities.
Beer Sessions Radio host Jimmy Carboni talks to Dietrich Gehring on Heidelberg Hops Farm and the state of malting facilities.
And they need to be put in areas where... that are near, like, highway, you know, yeah. near the thruway, that you a farmer access. Can bring, you know, a large truck, you know, can bring 20 tons of barley, and then that 20 tons can be put in 50-pound bags once it's malted and distributed, you know, to the breweries that need it. And right now, I'm only doing, you know, five, six acres, and I'm driving one ton at a time out to Newark Valley, out to Farmhouse Malt, out to Marty and Natalie out there. That's 2.5 hours
wow.
one way. And, you know, so the trucking is huge.
Yeah.
And they can only do one ton at a time. Huge bottleneck. You're not going to encourage farmers to grow a high-value crop unless they have some place to take it.
Do you see that happening? Do you see a malting facility being built? Is the market there?
Well, I think that if the farm brewery law says that these people have to be buying something, they're going to be clamoring for it,
yeah.
right?
But who's willing to take the risk, right? That's the question.
Well, it's your old chicken and egg, isn't it?
If you can't get enough hops and want all the latest on the craft beer industry, listen to Beer Sessions Radio on heritageradionetwork.org and iTunes. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.